WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary whisperer. Buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into something super important, creating that sacred space where you can set healthy boundaries like a boss. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells? Like you have to please everyone, put their needs before yours? You know that feeling when you say, yes, even though you really want to scream, no. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You deserve better. You deserve to feel safe, respected, and in control of your own life. And that's where healthy boundaries come in. Think of boundaries as those invisible lines that keep your energy protected and your sanity intact. They're not about being selfish, it's about recognizing your worth and saying, no, without guilt. It's about knowing what you need, communicating it clearly, and honoring your own needs. It's a superpower, my friends. Let's break down some key takeaways that can help you create that safe space for yourself. 1. Self-reflection is your best friend. Before we even talk about setting boundaries with others, let's chat about getting to know yourself better. What makes you tick? What drains your energy? What are your non-negotiables? Take some time to journal, meditate, or just sit in quiet reflection and really listen to what your inner voice is saying. This is the foundation of building healthy boundaries because it's all about honoring your own needs and values. 2. Communicate clearly and directly. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around someone? That's a boundary violation waiting to happen. The key is to communicate your needs clearly and directly, without beating around the bush. Use I statements like, I need some alone time to recharge, or I feel uncomfortable when. This takes the pressure off the other person and makes it easier for them to understand where you're coming from. 3. Learn to say no without guilt. This is a big one, folks. Saying no can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser like me. But remember, your time and energy are precious resources. You don't have to say yes to everything. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and decline requests that drain you or don't align with your goals. Start small, practice saying no to those little things first, and work your way up to bigger requests. 4. Set realistic expectations. Don't expect people to change overnight. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, so be patient with yourself and others. Remember that it's okay to adjust your boundaries as you learn and grow. 5. Don't be afraid to walk away. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, people refuse to respect our boundaries. That's a red flag, my friends. It's important to remember that you don't have to tolerate disrespectful behavior. It's okay to distance yourself from people who consistently violate your boundaries. You deserve to be surrounded by people who value and respect you. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You have a friend who constantly calls you late at night, even when you've told them you need your sleep. They always show up unannounced and expect you to drop everything. This happens again and again, leaving you feeling drained and resentful. This is classic boundary violation territory. You know what? It's time for a reality check. You deserve better than that. The next time they call late at night, politely but firmly say, "Hey, I'm trying to get some sleep right now. Can we talk in the morning?" If they show up unannounced, you can say something like, "I really appreciate you stopping by, but I need some time alone right now. Can we catch up later this week?" Quote, quote, dot. By setting clear boundaries and communicating them effectively, you reclaim your power and create a space where you feel safe, respected, and truly seen. Remember, creating healthy boundaries is a continuous process. It takes practice, patience, and self-compassion. You're not alone on this journey. Keep practicing those boundaries, keep raising your standards, and keep showing yourself the love and respect you deserve. And that's it for today, folks. I hope this episode gave you some valuable insights on creating a safe space for yourself to set healthy boundaries. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below, or join me over on social media, link in the show notes. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and healthy boundaries.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.